Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that was a lot better. My shofar blowing is improving, and I am glad. Thank you for joining me. My name is Shaikwa Ben Yisrael. Welcome to the Israelite Sons of Light radio program that I do Wednesday and Friday on Blog Talk Radio, Heavenly Father willing. Before I begin, who is it? Hey, John, I'm doing my radio program right now. Okay, thanks. And that's the way it is on the Israelite Sons of Light radio program, where I don't hold back everything that goes on in my reality. Even when neighbors come and knock on my door, when they never come around, except for when I'm doing my radio program and throwing me off of my thoughts, and it just tickles me how the gods of this world do everything within their power to stop the Hebrew Israelite knowledge of the gospel from going out into the world. So let me just start over again. My name is Shaikwa Ben Yisrael, and I, first of all, want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for the incredible blessing and opportunity they have given me to take my life and to take my energy and all my being to store up for the eternal kingdom. This is a program for Hebrew Israelites, and I have this program, this ministry, for the sake of helping other Hebrew Israelites, you Negro, Latino, and Native Americans, the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere, to also encourage you to use your life and share it and learn and draw near to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everything else, talking about life itself is not important. It is important, but in the macro picture, things that are eternal are by far the most important. Now, I named the title of the program tonight, I'm going to call it Thank You, Amazing Polly. Thank You, Amazing Polly. Now, Amazing Polly is a lady on the social platform called BitChute. And she did a video that I want to give her credit for that absolutely rocked my world. I am a Hebrew Israelite. I have been awakened to who I am, who my people are, to our truth and knowledge of our inheritance and future rulership over the oppressors who have taken advantage of our nation and afflicted us very heavily and oppressed us very heavily. The truth that the Hebrew Israelites are speaking in this day and age is not well received and is being censored, because the truth of the Hebrew Israelites is sure to touch a nerve in anyone outside of the 12 tribes of Israel and even some of those within our nation of the 12 tribes of Israel. Currently, because of the Hebrew Israelite message, there is a great censorship in the land. I'll speak on these things in a few minutes, but first let me say that I have a ministry on Facebook called The Upper Room, and who knows when that will be canceled. I also write books where if you go to Amazon and type in my name, Yaquab Yisrael, my books should come up. I'm about ready to finish my next book in a couple of days, so you can go to Amazon and you can see if something I have written piques your interest. I do not claim to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner for writing, but I write from my spirit, my heart, and I try to let other Hebrew Israelites know what my existence, what my reality is like, for the purpose of encouraging you to let you know this is what I'm going through, and you probably are going through the same thing. So you can go to Amazon, type in my name, and my books should come up. I also desire a food ministry to minister to my nation, where a brother or sister who is struggling with the food necessities of life can contact me, or someone who knows a brother or sister who needs to be ministered to can contact me, and I will do my level best to share the need with our nation and have the brother or sister ministered to, especially if they have children. Okay, so I wanted to speak tonight on the video that I saw that the lady did, in which she did an incredibly meticulous, thorough job of explaining the psychological manipulation, agenda, captivity that those who say they are Jews and are not are currently implementing in our world today, and they have taken the whole world captive. Some of you may know that there is an account in Matthew chapter 4 that I speak of all the time, where it talks about Satan offering Messiah the kingdoms of the world and the glories of them if Messiah would fall down and worship him. Now, that is telling you that the God of this world, Satan, has the ability to hand the world over to whomever he will. And it just so happens that there are a people who took that deal, and they have been given the kingdoms of the world, especially in our day. And that is what the lady named Amazing Polly documented in her video, showing the psychological manipulation of the captivity that the whole world is under. And the only entity that can break that spell that they have us under is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by far is the only one who can break this current captivity of Jewish psychological manipulation that is currently in the land today. You read in the book of Jasher, chapter 28, about Esau being able to inveigle the minds of men, and the same is true for Japheth and the sons of Ashkenaz and Sephardic Jews. These people are one nation, and they will suffer the fate of one nation, just as the Negro and the 12 tribes of Israel suffered as a nation, the righteous and the wicked, so must our oppressors suffer as a nation. They must all go into captivity together, just like when you have a team that loses a game, they lose together. They do not lose separately. The Hebrew Israelites have suffered as a nation together, and that fate awaits those who have historically oppressed the Negro. Now, Amazing Polly's video on BitChute detailed the psychological manipulation that those who say they are Jews and are not exercise upon the world, even though they are only 2% of the world global population, but they are overly represented in position powers and administrations throughout the world, primarily America, here in the Western Hemisphere. And so since they have been immigrating to the Western Hemisphere and taking America captive, they have been able to buy off politicians for the sake of implementing their agendas. For the sake of implementing their agendas. And what do I mean when I talk about their agendas? Primarily, I am speaking of their plan for world domination, a new world order where they sit as the rulers, the unquestioned leaders of this current reality, bringing the world to worship Satan. Talking about those who say that they are Jews and are not. Again, I refer to Amazing Polly and the video she did called Free Jews, in which she goes into the psychological agenda that has been implemented on the Jews themselves and on the world. She spoke a lot about the so-called Holocaust and how the Jews have used that to implement all kinds of psychological manipulation and control over the rest of the world, and we can see how it is working magnificently when you look at America and you look at the foreign policy of America, because we are under the different psychological programming of the media and news outlets and other information sources that are dominated by Jewish people for the sake of mind control. They do this by giving programs and different academic institutions, honorable names, for the sake of allaying the suspicion of the people. But the agendas that they are behind really work for their own interests. These people know the workings of the human psyche, how to get people to work against their own best interests. There is a science to it. It is demonic, and it is effective, and the only power that can break this grip that the Jews have on the whole world is the God of Abraham and Jacob. we see that the so-called Jewish people are behind the artificial intelligence, the dark occultists and dark magicians. They are globalists. They are the cabal. They are Khazarians. They are Satanists. They are certainly capitalists. Freemasons and Catholics are under the control of these people. And if anyone listening to the sound of my voice, I don't think I'm telling you anything new. It's just that I, as one man in this reality, continue to be amazed at how a nation of people, speaking primarily of America, can just allow their inheritance to be thrown away for the sake of filthy lucre. You have to admit that the Jewish plan for world domination is ingenious, looking back at history and their control of money making and money printing, and then using that to buy off kings and presidents and prime ministers and congressmen and senators for the sake of implementing Satan's agenda to erase the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to replace him with the God of this world, Lucifer, or Satan. And looking around today through the psychological agenda that the lady spoke about, it is bearing much fruit. You will not hear about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even many a times from our own nation. The plan of those who say they are Jews and are not is to erase the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the bottom line. It is working. The lady in her video shows you how the mind can be easily brainwashed. There was a segment in her video where the teenagers over to Israel, as they do every year, mainly Christians, and they are indoctrinated as well as the Israelite teenager, are not the Israelite teenagers, but their own children, the fake Jews, those who say they are Jews and are not, they indoctrinate their own children into a victim mentality. They indoctrinate America into their victim mentality. And they showed our the lady in the video showed how it works to influence the people they want to rule over. They implement a victim mentality on their own children and the world, and then they use that to the objects of their attack under a sort of mental fog, making them forget about the things that are most important to them, what their spiritual priorities are, what their thoughts are on Messiah and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and causing people to focus on their emotional nature when making decisions about this or about that. They use the emotional element on people to implement their agenda into your psyche. I would be remiss if I did not say this, but I truly believe that they are way ahead of the world when it comes to their plan for world domination. I am convinced that they are 10 steps ahead of us and my nation of the Hebrew Israelites so far as knowing what their plans are. They feed us Kanye West and Kyrie Irving, and then we focus on that, and then we forget about where we stand with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then when we're busy chewing on that bit of news, and when that begins to die down, then they throw China at us as the next boogeyman, and then they throw Russia at us as the next boogeyman, and they throw Iran at us and Iraq, and they constantly lead us into these different distractions to keep us from seeing them. But the plan is not working because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is revealing the evil and wicked in the world today. And now even the oppressor nations and tribes are beginning to wake up that the power of the Jewish people is such that it comes from a source other than this world. It comes from Satan, and they will never, ever be defeated because of the wisdom they have been given through Satan. Satan, if you know the pre-beginning, if you know the Gnostic understanding of the beginning of all evil, you know that Satan was once a light bearer, Lucifer, ministering to the Supreme Spirit, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, until his pride overtook him and he fell because he did not want to minister to the children of men. So he decided to implement a plan involving demon spirits for the subjugation of mankind and the Hebrew Israelites. But ultimately, there is no plan against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the Heavenly Father, he allowed this deception to go on for a brief period. He knew that the Hebrew Israelites would fall into sin and iniquity. And just like the Heavenly Father said in Jeremiah, because of this, we were going to forget our identity and we were going to go into bondage, and certainly we did, but we have learned our lesson. We see the evil. We see the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to use the smallest group of people in the world and to put us into captivity. The type of evil that we are up against, we have never known before. It is a spiritual evil that has overtaken us, has placed us at the bottom. We are subject to the media and news outlets owned by those who say they are Jews and are not. And they even have the nerve to try to tell us what we can say, what we cannot say. And when they're not trying to legislate the type of morality they want us to have, then they are attacking us on the pharmaceutical front, on the morality front, on the disease front, they attack us from about 10 or 11 or 12 or 100 different areas so that we can never find ourselves out of this maze until the Hebrew Israelites are restored power and great glory and we bring the righteousness of God into this world, subjecting the kingdom of men to the will of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It cannot be done in this reality. The power of the Jews is too great, and it is expanding, and we can see this through the confluence of events, how they are incrementally taking men's freedom, how they are implementing war-making plans to bring the United States into a war with Russia. Did you know that Russia was a country that did not participate in any way in the slave trade? Russia has a spiritual part of their psyche. They might not recognize the Hebrew Israelites, but they have a spiritualness to them that cannot be denied, and I believe will be one of the reasons why the Heavenly Father will use Russia to bring about the conclusion of the earthly kingdom of man. Again, I want to remind anyone who hears my video to type in Amazing Polly and her video called Free Jews. It is very well done. It shows how the war, the battle is in our minds and the stimuli that each of us receives and how we respond to it and how those who say they are Jews and are not can take our reactions and manipulate them to the subjugation of their will. They like to show us how altruistic they are with all of these well-meaning, well-sounding programs and think tanks, like they are always trying to figure out how to make the world a better place. That is the image that they like to show us, but ultimately they know that all their institutions and agendas ultimately work for their purposes. These are a people that are demonic to the core. We cannot escape. We, the Hebrew Israelites, can only be restored and this yoke broken off of our neck by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So thank you for joining me. Please, Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Israelite Sons of Light radio program, Heavenly Father willing. And go to the website that I forgot to mention, 12tribesisraelites.com. for ministry and information. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity. Come and join us in my on Facebook called The Upper Room so that I may minister to you and help you to continue focusing on the things that are most important. And until I see you again, peace be unto you. Shalom.